So let's break down that trans process. Of course, we were using the PCAT formula, so the first step was to activate the problem, to make the neurology activate it up. How do we do that? Well, we talked about the problem they've had. You've had a problem for quite some time. It's been weighing on your mind. And as you're doing this, of course, it begins to revivify, bring it back to life to a certain extent inside their own neurology. Now, for those of you who are quite sly, you will have noticed that we also used language to begin to shift the problem a little bit from the present into the past. So we started along the lines of, you have a problem, and you have had that problem for quite some time. And that problem's been weighing on your mind for some time now. Notice how we go from the present tense and very smoothly move into a past tense with it. Of course, this whole area as well becomes a yes set. So we begin to use the piggyback authority strategy so that we can start attaching solutions because they're already in a habit of saying yes to us. So when we come to the next stage, which is the C for confusion, which is all about confusing that critical factor, the guardian at the gate, so you can bypass that critical thinking and go straight to the unconscious process. And because we've had a yes set already, we've already bought a little bit of their attention, it's more likely that they'll go through and start listening to what we're saying. So you'll have spotted already some of the confusional language in order to overload their thinking. It's not too much because remember, we're doing this in a conversational setting and we don't get too bizarre with it, although we could do. And on top of that, we've also begun to change the voice tone, to use a little bit of the hypnotic voice induction in order to shift towards more hypnotic patterns. Lastly, we also have a metaphor. We're talking to the unconscious mind about forgetting, about amnesia. And this metaphor will be something which is about forgetting in general terms, so they forget the whole process has occurred. But it also is a metaphor for remembering later on how to create solutions. In other words, whenever you have that tip of the tongue phenomenon, that's a sign that the unconscious mind knows something that you don't have conscious access to yet. And that's the first stage to solving problems, which is to have the unconscious mind find the problem solution, and then to present it to consciousness. So we're beginning that whole train, we're seeding the idea that the unconscious mind knows what the answer is before the conscious mind can ever know it. And already we're on to the next step, which is A for activate the solution. We're already trying to orient them towards some kind of solution state, and the easiest way to do that is to use a future memory projection, which is exactly what we're doing here now. So by asking unanswered questions and by orienting their thinking constantly to this future, but a specific kind of future where the problem has been solved, which through implication is already laying the seed for the solution to follow. We're also using language again to shift time. This time, instead of going from the present with a problem into the past with a problem, we're shifting into a future after it's all already over. In other words, it's all been solved successfully. The next stage is to begin to reframe the problem itself. So the way we're reframing it here is to remind them that there's been many times in the past that they've overcome problems without really knowing sometimes how they've done it. It's just that afterwards, they know that's occurred. We're also beginning to take controls of the inner pictures, just as you learn on CD5, emotional triggers. And the way this is happening is through a very direct embedded suggestion, shrink them down to size. Now that we've gone through the activation of the solution, we must transform the whole problem so that they can attach the problem and the solution together and create a complete piece. The way we're doing that is to give process instructions. The process instructions is to basically stop trying, in other words, to stop interfering consciously with the unconscious process, and then allow the unconscious mind to really allow the process to come out naturally. We're also setting a trigger for the resource. The way we're setting this trigger is through a post-hypnotic suggestion, and we're leaving it open-ended so that there's many different potential triggers that will trigger the solution. The basic post-hypnotic suggestions to trigger the solutions are either for them to go to sleep and wake up in the morning with a solution in mind, and by the way, they will be going to sleep at some point, so therefore the solution can be triggered at some point, or for you to creep up on them from the back of the mind to the front of the mind. So we're recycling back to this idea of having something on the tip of your tongue. And everyone has the experience that when something is on that tip of the tongue, it eventually just pops out into consciousness. In the same way, the solution might just pop out into consciousness. Finally, at the end of the sequence, we're using again embedded suggestions to suggest that the old problem has really gone now. In other words, we've made the problem an old thing, therefore it's in the past, and it's gone now. We're also pre-framing an assumption that it will happen at some point. In other words, when they go to sleep or before they go to sleep tonight, and as they go to sleep every night in between. The beautiful thing about giving the choice about when it's going to happen, in other words, before they fall asleep tonight, or maybe in a long, long time, like 3 or 4 nights' time, is we're actually giving them something to redirect the resistance towards. So if they don't feel particularly resistive, they can just have a solution straight away. If they have something or some need to resist something, then the resistance will be a question of time rather than of whether or not the solution comes. So if they want to resist properly, they may take 3 or 4 nights to do this. Now, 3 or 4 nights is not a long time to wait for a problem to resolve itself. Even if they take a whole week to do it, it's really not that long. But because we framed it as a long, long time, then the resistance will naturally redirect down that pathway if it should occur at all. So that's a breakdown of the whole PCAT formula, the example we've just given you. Once you've had a chance to listen to this, go back to the last track and re-listen to the whole PCAT formula, the generic thing, and see how much of it you can spot on the second time round. How many of those things that we've been discussing and that you've been learning over the course of the entire series, and you'll recognize that you know a hell of a lot more about conversational hypnosis than you thought you did before you started listening to this now.